On Monday, while many of us were going about our daily work, scientists from NASA and NOAA undertook the first ever mission to hunt down a meteorite in the ocean. The ship explored just 16 miles off the coast of Washington in the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary. Their target, a space rock that fell on March 7th, one about the size of a golf cart and weighing over 2 metric tons. And joining us to talk about what the search found is Jenny Waddell, research coordinator at the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary. She was on that exploration ship. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you.
The first mission to hunt down a meteorite in the ocean. Why now?
Well, we were really lucky that the stars aligned to actually mount a search using a really sophisticated ship with the capabilities that we would really need to do a search of this type.
Why? Why do you want to find a meteorite off the coast or anywhere?
Well, this was a really unusual event. According to my NASA colleagues, this is the largest meteorite fall in the U.S. since record keeping began. He uses NOAA's NEXRAD radar to search for meteorites, and this one had a really unusual signature to it. Not only was it the largest fall that we've documented, it also has a really interesting signature in the radar returns that make us think that it's an unusual composition of meteorite.
And why do we want to have it?
Well, this is something that NASA can really use to get at the history of the solar system. The meteorites tend to be very, very old material, some dating back further than the Earth's beginning. So it's of great interest to the scientific community that studies the history of the solar system.
Okay, how do you find a meteorite in the ocean?
That is a good question, and we didn't really know how to do it. So we came up with a few creative solutions on how we might search for a meteorite. Some involved plates of magnets that we waved above the sea floor to attract anything with a metallic signature. Others used the ship's capabilities, including a suction sampler, so sort of a vacuum that you can use to suck up a lot of the Earth's floor on the seafloor. We also were able to use some scoops that we had crafted from a variety of materials to try and pull up some of the seafloor and sift out the silt.
Okay. Sucking, scooping, and magnet pulling. That sounds cool. How big are these meteorite fragments we're talking about?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and we weren't quite sure. The largest one that Mark saw on radar, Dr. Mark Fries of NASA, the largest one that he saw on radar was about 4.5 kilograms, or maybe 10 pounds, and about 5 inches in diameter. However, the radars aren't so good at picking up the larger fragments, so we suspected that there could be even larger fragments on the seafloor.
And What else does it look like besides 5 inches across?
Yeah, so it's a really dense material. It looks a lot like rock, a lot like granite or a really dense rock. But then most of it is also covered by what's called a fusion crust. As the meteor is falling through the atmosphere, it encounters so much friction that it actually sort of melts the exterior of the rock and gives you a really dark black crust on it. And so the trick is to find a meteorite as well as the fusion crust. We have a lot of fusion crust that we found, but we do think there may be small meteorites in there as well. We won't know until Mark takes everything back to the lab and really analyzes it.
Could the meteorite be carrying a scary alien substance against which humans have no immunity?
I'm told there is no chance of that.
Excellent.
Yes,
I can't tell you
too.
How pleased I am to hear that answer.
I was pleased too.
Okay, so this is not the first expedition you've been on. What else are you looking for in the Marine Sanctuary?
Oh, we do a lot of work in the Marine Sanctuary with both the oceanographic conditions as well as the biota that lives here, all of the interesting creatures. Last year, we were able to do a 16-day research cruise on this same vessel to look at deep sea corals and sponges at the bottom of the submarine canyons. We've got 3 major submarine canyons that bisect Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary, and so we're very interested to know what communities are there.
Okay, well, you have my email address should you want to invite me to the submarine canyons. I'd probably say yes. So thanks for this conversation. Jenny Waddell, research coordinator at the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary, part of the team hunting for meteorites there. And she told us what they think they found, they hope they found. They send it to the Smithsonian now. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Record. We're going to come right back. The Procrastinator's Guide to a Northwest Summer.